Hello, this is your Sun Sounds volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton, bringing you this week's edition of Earth and Home. Today, we will be reading from Real Simple Magazine at realsimple.com. Let's get started with the first article. How to paint a wall like a pro in 8 simple steps. Follow these steps to make over your room with a fresh coat of paint, by Kate Brancato. Updated on March 4, 2025. Something as simple as a fresh coat of paint can bring a room to life. Whether you want to repaint an entire room or add a pop of color with a single accent wall, you can take on the task yourself as long as you have the right supplies and a bit of time. However, there is a bit more to the process than simply slapping some paint on a roller and getting to work. That's why we went to Kia Davidenko, professional painter and owner of 5-Star Painting in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, to learn how to paint a wall properly so you can achieve professional results. Considerations before you paint a wall. There are a few things you should consider before taking on a DIY painting project. The first thing you should consider, Davidenko says, is the length of time it will take and how labor-intensive it can be. It's essential to allocate sufficient time for adequate prep work and paint application, while allowing ample drying time between each coating layer to ensure a satisfactory finish, she informs. To be safe, plan to paint on a weekend or any time when you have a couple full days of availability, in case things take longer than planned. You also need to ensure you have the right supplies for the job. If not, you'll need to consider the cost of items such as brushes, rollers, painter's tape, drop cloths, and possibly a ladder. The cost of paint will depend on the paint type. Davidenko says that opting for higher quality paints often comes with a bigger price tag, so make sure to budget everything out beforehand. Last but not least, Davidenko says you need to prioritize safety when working with ladders and ensure the area is well ventilated indoors to avoid inhaling fumes from paints and primers. You should opt for VOC or no VOC options if you're sensitive to odors. What you'll need: equipment, tools, paint rollers with extension poles, angled paint brushes for trim and edges, painter's tray and liners, putty knife, ladder if needed, drop cloths or plastic sheeting. Materials: high quality paint, latex or oil based, depending on your project. Primer, painter's tape, sandpaper, fine grit, spackling paste for filling holes, paint thinner soap. Instructions: how to paint a wall. Step 1. Prep the room. Davidenko says that proper preparation is key to achieving a pro-quality result. Here are her instructions for prepping the room before you break out that paintbrush. Clear the room. Move furniture out of the way or cover it with drop cloths. Protect furniture with a plastic sheet or cloth if you can't move it. Protect the floors. Lay down drop cloths or plastic sheeting to catch any paint drips. Clean the walls. Dust and wipe walls down with a damp cloth. If the walls are dirty or greasy, such as kitchen walls, wash them with soap and water or use a cleaner like TSP, trisodium phosphate, to remove any grime. Fill holes and cracks. Use spackling paste to fill any holes or cracks. Let it dry, then sand it smooth using fine grit sandpaper. This helps the paint adhere better and results in a flawless finish. Tape off edges. Use painter's tape to mask off areas you don't want painted, like trim, baseboards, and around windows or doors. Press the tape firmly to avoid paint bleeding underneath. Step 2. Prime the walls. Davidenko stresses that priming is essential if you paint over a dark color. bare drywall, or a wall that's damaged or stained. You also need to ensure you choose the right primer for the job. Use a bonding primer for slick or glossy surfaces, a stain-blocking primer for areas with marks or water stains, or a general-purpose primer for most walls, Davy Dingo advises. Apply the primer evenly by using a roller over the entire surface, working in sections, she adds. Don't overload the roller. Light, even coats work best. Step 3. Cut in the edges. Before painting the wall, it's essential to cut in the edges first. Cutting in refers to painting the edges and corners of the walls that a roller can't reach, Davy Dingo explains. The best way to cut in edges is to use an angled brush. Load your brush lightly with paint and start at the ceiling or baseboard, painting along the edges steadily. Be sure to use long, smooth strokes. You also want to work in small sections, painting about a 2 to 3 foot section at a time. Make sure to blend the edges as you go. This prevents the edges from drying too quickly and leaving visible lines. Another key tip, she says, to follow is not to overfill your brush. You want to keep the brush moderately loaded with paint to avoid drips. Step 4. Roll on the paint. After cutting in the edges, use a roller to fill in the rest of the wall. Davy Dingo says it's important to load the roller properly by dipping it into the tray and rolling it along its slope to remove excess paint. The roller should be evenly covered but not dripping. Start at the top of the wall and roll the paint in a large W or M pattern, Davy Dingo instructs. This helps spread the paint evenly across the wall. Then fill in the gaps without lifting the roller. You want to work in sections and roll out one wall section at a time. This prevents overlapping dry paint and ensures smooth, consistent coverage. Davy Dingo says you should use light pressure and not press too hard on the roller. Let the roller do the work to ensure an even coat. Roll in multiple directions, she says. After the initial W motion, go over the section vertically or horizontally to smooth out any streaks. Step 5. Apply a second coat. Applying a second coat will ensure that you don't miss any spots and give you a professional result. Davy Dingo says you need to let the first coat dry completely and follow the manufacturer's recommended drying time. Once it's dry, apply a second coat for even coverage and a depth of color. If the first coat looks even, you may only need one more, she says. However, some colors or finishes require a third coat. Avoid overloading the roller and keep the paint thin for the best finish. Step 6. Smooth out imperfections. Imperfections are an expected part of the process, so you'll want to address those before you finish your painting project. After the second coat, inspect the wall for missed spots, streaks, or roller marks, Davy Dingo says. If you see any imperfections, lightly sand the area and retouch it with a brush or roller. Step 7. Carefully remove the painter's tape once the paint is completely dry to the touch, but before it's fully cured. Depending on the type of paint, that could be within an hour or two after painting. Peel it off slowly at a 45-degree angle to avoid pulling up any paint, Davy Dingo says. If the tape is stuck, use a utility knife to score the edge before removing it. Cleanup. Once you've finished painting, make sure to clean your tools properly for future use. Wash brushes and rollers with warm water and soap for latex paints or paint thinner for oil-based paints, Davy Dingo says. Clean them thoroughly so they're ready for the next use. You also need to dispose of or store leftover paint. If you have extra paint, store it in a sealed container for future touch-ups, Davy Dingo adds. be sure to dispose of any used materials according to local regulations. That concludes How to Paint a Wall Like a Pro in 8 Simple Steps. How to Paint Trim Like a Pro in 5 Simple Steps. Giving Your Trim a Refresh Can Upgrade the Look of Your Entire Home by Morgan Knoll, published on April 30, 2025. When it comes to home details, trim is often overlooked. It plays an unassuming yet important supporting role to our home's walls and ceilings, which get a lot more attention. However, even if you don't pay your molding much attention, it has a greater effect on your home's overall aesthetic than you probably realize. Trim that's chipped, scuffed, peeling, or faded can make your entire home look more worn down and neglected, even if you just treated your walls to a fresh coat of paint. So, if your trim is looking a little unkempt, it's probably time to give it a refresh. Here's a step-by-step guide on how to paint trim and, subsequently, wake up the appearance of your entire space. What you'll need: equipment, tools, small angled paintbrush, putty knife for carpeted floors, sponge, 80 grit, 100 grit, and 120 grit sandpaper. Materials: paint, primer, paint tray, painter's tape, drop cloths, spackling compound, caulk if needed for gaps, safety goggles, dust mask. Instructions: how to paint trim. Step 1. Prep the surrounding areas. If you don't protect the floors and surrounding surfaces before painting trim, you'll end up with a much bigger and more complicated project on your hands. So, take the time to protect your floors, walls, and furniture with a few simple steps before you get started. Move all furniture and rugs away from the trim, allowing yourself plenty of room to move around and work. Run painter's tape along the wall above the trim. Run painter's tape along the floor where it meets the trim. For carpeted floors, use a putty knife to tuck masking tape between the baseboard and carpeting. Lay down a drop cloth to further protect the floors from paint. Step 2. Prep the trim. Start by cleaning the trim with a damp sponge to wipe away any dirt and grime. For dirtier baseboards and moldings, you can use soapy water and a sponge to remove buildup. Next, it's time to sand the trim to create a smooth surface that's ready for primer and paint. For new smooth trim, use 120 grit sandpaper to remove any sheen from the surface. For older worn trim, start with 80 grit sandpaper and finish with 100 to 120 grit sandpaper to smooth the surface. Use a damp sponge or lint-free cloth to wipe away any dust after sanding. Tip: remember to wear protective gear, safety goggles, and a dust mask while sanding to protect your eyes and prevent yourself from inhaling fine dust particles. Step 3. Fix imperfections. While you're sanding your trim, you may notice cracks, holes, or dents. Take the time to fill the imperfections with spackling compound, allowing it to dry completely before sanding it down again with 120 grit sandpaper until smooth. Tip: if needed, use caulk to fill any gaps between the trim and the wall. Allow to dry completely before continuing the project. Step 4. Prime trim. Start by applying primer just to the spots that have been filled to ensure they don't stand out when the rest of the trim is primed and painted. Allow the primer to dry completely for 24 hours, then sand down the spot primed areas with 120 grit sandpaper. Next, prime the entire trim and allow it to dry for 24 hours. Smooth the entire trim with 120 grit sandpaper. If the wood grain is still showing through after this step, repeat the priming, drying, and sanding steps again. Step 5. Paint trim. Start painting the trim with short, horizontal brush strokes, covering a few feet of the trim at a time. Then go over the section you've just painted with one long stroke. Repeat these steps section by section until all the trim is painted. Once all the trim is painted, carefully remove the painter's tape at a 45-degree angle while the paint is still wet. Allow to dry completely before placing furniture and rugs back in place. That concludes How to Paint Trim Like a Pro in 5 Simple Steps. You are listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is Earth and Home, and I am your volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Let's move on to the next article. 6 easy painting projects you can do in a weekend. You'll feel accomplished and your home will look refreshed by the time Monday comes back around. By Amanda Lauren. Published on September 26, 2024. If you lead a busy life, taking on major DIY projects can be a challenge. But that doesn't mean you can't beautify your home with the time you do have. According to interior designer and HGTV host Shay Holland, there are plenty of weekend projects you can do easily and affordably with a can or two of paint. Tackling bite-sized painting projects is a way to make steady progress toward upgrading your space when you don't have the time or energy to paint whole rooms. Here are 6 painting projects you can do in 2 days or less, along with some helpful tips to ensure you do it right. Trim, moldings, and ceilings. You don't need to paint an entire wall to make a big impact with color. One way to inject freshness is to introduce a color on the trim, molding, and ceiling that is a shade or two lighter or darker than the walls, similar to pairing new shoes or a trendy handbag with an older outfit that still has a lot of wear left, says Holland. You can also go even bolder with a contrasting color on the trim, molding, or ceilings, if that's more your style. Closets. Don't let the big spaces have all the fun with paint. If you have a bedroom closet or even an entryway closet for coats that you're trying to level up, consider painting it. Holland says she's working on a design project where she's color drenching a small bedroom closet, painting the trim, ceiling, walls, and shelves all in the same color. You can choose to paint the closet the same color as the surrounding room if you want, or a more cohesive look. Or you can opt for a color that's totally different from the surrounding space to make your closet feel special and to add a surprise pop of color. Powder rooms. Painting a powder room shouldn't take too long. After all, they're generally the smallest rooms in the home. Just keep in mind that while the paint job itself is quick, the prep work isn't something you can skip. For powder rooms and small bathrooms, I recommend starting the night before by wiping down the walls, baseboards, and floors, says Siobhan Alvarez-Borland, DIY and lifestyle expert. Also, you may need to move, adjust, or remove fixtures such as sinks, toilets, and vanities in some bathrooms, although some may be easier to paint around. Still, completing this project shouldn't take more than a weekend. If you aren't the biggest fan of doing laundry, adding some colorful paint to the laundry room could make the chore a little less daunting. Luckily, you can probably get away with keeping your washer and dryer in place during this painting project. But Alvarez-Borland still suggests doing a deep cleaning before you get out your primer and brush. One of the most valuable things you can do for any home project is to map out the list of what needs to be done in advance so that your project can be expedited, she says. It's easy to forget that this is a high-traffic room and layers of dust, grime, and other things can negatively impact your paint job. Dining rooms. Painting a kitchen can be a Herculean task. A dining room, however, is quite a bit more straightforward. But it's important to get this room right, so Alvarez-Borland advises painting multiple light coats rather than trying to fully cover a wall with a single coat. It takes thicker coats longer to dry, which could result in you realizing an additional coat is needed, but no time is left for the project, Alvarez-Borland says. So, a bit of patience can actually save you time on this project. Furniture. If you're looking for a super approachable painting project that takes very little time to complete, consider giving a piece of furniture a refresh. You may not even want to paint the whole piece of furniture, Holland says. For example, painting just the back walls of a bookcase or glass front cabinets creates an eye-catching accent, even on a tight budget. Better yet, you may not even need to hit up your hardware store for a new can of paint. Weekend paint projects are also a great way to use leftover paint, Holland says. If you have a quart of a color from another room in the house, add a dash of color to just the kitchen island or the fireplace surround. Just be sure to go with furniture that can be repainted, such as pieces made from solid wood or wood veneer. And don't forget to sand and prep the surface first. That concludes 6 easy painting projects you can do in a weekend. Now we'll move on to a different topic. 10 items you should always keep in your car for emergencies. They could save your life. Prepare Now, Thank Yourself Later by Morgan Knoll, published on January 30, 2025. Car troubles always seem to come at the worst times. And if you aren't prepared to deal with them, the situation can go from simply inconvenient to potentially dangerous, and not to mention expensive too. So to keep yourself safe and ready for anything, it's important to stock your car with essentials that will help you out in a crisis. Simply storing a handful of items in your trunk and making sure you know how to use them will equip you to manage unfortunate breakdowns, flat tires, and more. Here are 10 things you should keep in your car at all times to make sure you're prepared in case of an emergency. Chargers. Our phones can be one of our most important tools during an emergency, so you'll want to make sure your car is stocked with chargers to keep you on the grid. In addition to car chargers, it's also smart to keep a portable charger on hand in case you're stuck in a situation with low phone charge and a dead car battery. First aid kit. A first aid kit is essential for both mild and major emergencies. If you're on a long road trip and someone gets a headache, for example, it's great to have some pain relievers in your kit. In more serious instances, like a car crash, you'll also want to be sure to have things to clean and disinfect wounds, gauze and bandages, tweezers, and more. Water and snacks. If you end up stranded on the side of the road and you aren't able to get your car back and running on your own, it may be a while before someone can come to help you. So it's important to make sure you have what you need to stay hydrated and energized. Store water bottles in a small cooler out of direct sunlight, along with a handful of non-perishable snacks. Things like nuts, dried fruits, and protein bars are good choices for providing sustained energy. Flashlight. A flashlight is a key part of any emergency preparation kit. If you end up stranded with a flat tire or dead car battery at nighttime, you'll need a flashlight on hand to work on a solution. Storing a real old-fashioned flashlight in your car also means you won't need to rely on your phone's flashlight, which could waste precious phone battery you need for other purposes. Just be sure to also store an extra set of batteries along with your flashlight to ensure you don't run out of light. Keep in mind that if stored in extreme temperatures, batteries may corrode. Jump start supplies. Jumper cables are probably one of the first things that come to mind when thinking about car emergency essentials, so you may already have them on hand. However, it's not enough to just have them in your trunk. You also need to know how to use. And you need to rely on another car to get your vehicle back up and running. An alternative to jumper cables is a jump starter, a portable battery device that allows you to jump start a vehicle without the need for an additional car. It doesn't hurt to keep both emergency options in your car, and you can always store them with some written instructions on how to use them in case you forget. Map. We've all become pretty reliant on GPS for directions, whether that's through the car navigation system or a phone app. So, if you're ever in a situation where neither of these options are available, it's helpful to have a good old-fashioned map on hand. Blanket. If your car gets stranded in cold weather, it's important to make sure that you and the rest of the passengers can stay warm. In addition to keeping a couple standard blankets in your car for winter travel, you'll also want to have some emergency blankets, which are specifically designed to reflect your body heat and keep you warm. It's also smart to keep an extra pair of gloves and other warm winter accessories anytime you're traveling in cold weather. Emergency warning devices. If you're stranded in the middle of nowhere at nighttime or in poor weather conditions, emergency warning devices like flares and reflectors will help alert others that you're in need of help. You can use emergency flares to send a signal from farther away, and reflectors will provide visibility for nearby drivers and prevent accidents. Tire repair kit. In the case of a flat or punctured tire, make sure your car is equipped with all the tools you need to repair or replace a tire. Knowing how to repair or replace a tire can save you money by keeping you from having to call for help or get towed. Don't forget a spare tire that can help get you to a tire shop and some written instructions on how to replace a tire. Traction aids. In the case of snowy or icy conditions, be sure to stock your car with traction aids that will help to keep you moving. Things like rock salt, sand, and cat litter can all help to get your tires out when you're stuck on ice or a snowbank. That concludes the article, 10 Items You Should Always Keep in Your Car for Emergencies. They Could Save Your Life. We have time for a short article out of Mother Earth News, April-May 2025, from Country Lore. Reader's Tips to Live By. Summer Use for Winter Fire Pit. During our Massachusetts summer heat, we let our winter fire pit be consumed by native milkweed, which was purposely placed near our blackberry bushes to benefit from the native pollinators attracted to the milkweed. The beautiful monarchs are frequent visitors. To further propagate milkweed, we've donated the quick-growing plant seeds to local families and suggested they register their yard as a monarch waystation. www.monarchwatch.org/waystations/ Holly, Massachusetts. We pay for top tips. Do you have handy home, farm, or garden advice? We'll pay you $25 for each tip we publish, plus another $25 if we use your photos. So send your niftiest tips to us at letters@motherearthnews.com. If you missed any part of this program or are interested in another program, check out our on-demand menu on sunsounds.org. We are at the conclusion of this week's Earth and Home program. This is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Thank you for tuning in this week. Join me next time for another new and informative program. Have a great week and stay tuned to Sun Sounds of Arizona.